From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. There appears to be some movement on fixing Miami-Dade's dilapidated sewer system. Mayor Carlos Jimenez has formally asked the county commission to hire a firm to oversee the $1.5 billion in repairs over the next 15 years, slightly more actually. Jimenez recommends the commission approve a $91 million contract with AECOM Technical Services. The company would serve as program and construction manager for the Water and Sewer Department. The department is under federal mandate to upgrade deteriorating sewer pumps and pipes. Some of the work has already gotten underway. Students and activists delivered nearly 6,000 petitions to Governor Rick Scott's office. They want the state to stop setting lower academic goals for Black and Hispanic students. They say it's racist. The Southern Poverty Law Center is suing the State Board of Education over the plan. It sets different reading goals for students of different races. Robert Burns is a 15-year-old Black student at a private school in Miami.
I felt as though, like, wow, this is, like, what my state thinks of me.
The group claims if you expect certain students to perform at lower levels, they will. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?